All right, moving right along. I believe we've covered item seven. So, John, I think we are going to ask for a report out from the audit committee from its May 5 meeting.
May unmute. We met following the board meeting on May 5th. We added a new member in Dr. McDonald. So the quality of the group changed, hopefully for the better. The primary part of the meeting was an update by our audit manager. Maybe she's now a new partner. Brooke Baird talked about where they were in the audit process. And I think the key to all of us is at this point, no red flags. They will continue to report through to the issuance of the final report, but we're certainly hearing nothing that suggests that there are issues that the board might be concerned at this point about. Henry Cardino provided a brief background on employer contributions. There is a payment reconciliation going on now, but a good part of it is manual. Henry assured us that this new system that we have approved, the total value $13 million system, will give us a far stronger reconciliation reporting mechanism on employer contributions. The Alive and Well update was put on hold during the pandemic, but will be re-initiated soon. I don't know that we had a time on that, but this is the program we have in place to make sure that our older retirees are in fact alive and well. Part of it requires a notarized return on that, and it was to protect those individuals against having to go through the notary capture process, and that it was put on hold. I think that's the basic substance of our meeting. All of our members are here. If any have any input, Jerry, David, Rusty, looks like no. So at that point, unless there are no questions of me, we're reported out.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Any other questions of John, or any questions of John, I should say, regarding the report, the workings of the audit committee, the vast amount of resources that they have at their disposal? Any other questions? None? All right. Great. Thank you, John.